breaking down what's hot on the streets.
Word.
It's the Hot Box.
Yes, welcome back. And a new research report from the Center for Development and Enterprise says that the SA strategy for localization is misguided. And to chat around this, we have the pleasure of being joined once again here on the Hot Box by the Center for Development and Enterprise Executive Director, Anne Bernstein. Welcome back, Anne.
It's great to be with you. I like your
always
radio
amazing
station.
To learn from
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Always answering our call here as well. Now, Anne, looking at this report, please just tell us a bit more details on who did the actual research on the report and what was the motivation into looking into this?
Well, a year ago, the president launched the country's economic recovery strategy. And in our immediate response to that, I wrote two op-eds where I said I thought this was the wrong approach. It was based on a number of things, a number of pillars, infrastructure, power, and localization. And I said that localization will add to the regulatory burden on business, and it will add to costs, and it won't help South Africa grow. Since that time, we've done more work. And what happened was a colleague and I had a conversation with two of the leading economics professors in the country, Professor Dave Kaplan and Professor Lawrence Edwards. And based on that two-hour discussion, we wrote the report that we released this week. So it's a CDE report.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility. But the two professors obviously influenced us, and we quote them a lot in the document. So that's the background. CDE report.
And it's Angie here.
I'm the person to shoot.
We won't be shooting you today, and we just need some answers from you. My question is, can you expand further on why it is that localization is not going to work in South Africa?
So look, localization sounds like such a good idea. You know, we've got 12 million unemployed people. Why can't we produce more here and reduce imports? It sounds so obvious. The problem is, there is no free lunch, and there are enormous costs from doing this. Let me try and explain the costs. So we're going to impose localization. What that means is when you want to buy something and you're a government agency, you have to buy it locally. Now, the only reason to force me to buy something locally is if the imported product is better, fits my needs better, or is cheaper. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to force me to do it. I'd just do it. So immediately we're saying, oh, we're not as good as the international product, but we're going to force everyone to do that. That's one issue, and it will raise costs because we're quite a small economy. And as you know, we need to be a much more competitive economy. A lot of sectors in our economy, there are only three or four players, and they're the big guys, and they've been there for a very long time. And one of our goals is to open up our economy to new entrepreneurs, new firms, black firms. So you immediately raise costs and you reduce competition in the South African economy. What it also does is it cuts us off from global supply chains. If you're an exporter, you often have to import things in order to make the product you want to export. Think of motor cars. This is supposed to be our great success story, but we import lots of things in order to assemble cars to export. So we're saying this is also an anti-export strategy, and that's not good for South Africa. Most countries in the developing world have grown their economies through export.
Mm. And it's Lindy here. I mean, when we look at the policy as it is now, what would you say can be changed or even tweaked to make it a more viable economic growth option?
Look, you know, I'm taking a strong position. If you read our document, it's slightly more nuanced. So what we're saying is South Africa's priority is not localization. Don't tweak this policy. The country's priority is to fix all the services that are failing. So we don't have effective rail. We don't have good ports. We're the worst, one of the worst and most expensive in the world. I don't have to tell you guys about the power situation.
Sure.
Now, all of these things are irritating to me as a consumer, but they are very, very costly to companies, and it makes them less competitive when they want to export into global markets. So we are saying, of course, it's good to grow our economy. We have to get to 5% per annum if we're going to have any chance of dealing with the unemployment and expanding the economy. But if we want to improve infrastructure, improve logistics, don't add an extra burden onto Transnet or onto the people trying to build the next sort of power plant or whatever. Just say, go for it. You know, create a better environment. We also have to fix our skill system. We have to fix our labor market so that when we start getting growth, it will be more labor intensive. So there's tons of other priorities. In addition to the costs of localization, we're saying this is just the wrong priority for the country.
And Naves here, does the research plot a timeline on solutions to the issues raised?
Look, this, you know, CDE's done a lot of work in the last 2 years on the economy and recovery and jobs and what to do about unemployment. Mm. But this is a fairly short report which really explores, will localization help us industrialize and expand the economy or won't it? And the overwhelming conclusion of the professors and ourselves and all the work that we've done is no. Now, the minister, DTRC, could say to you, oh, look, you know, we know that costs will go up, but if we protect some people for a short time, never specified, you know, a few years, they will get better at what they do, and then they can become competitive globally. But there's no evidence for this. In fact, the experience in many other countries, because this has been tried previously as well, the experience is that, you know, if you're a firm in South Africa and you know you don't have to compete with imports anymore,
yes.
And there are about four of the firms in the country who compete with each other and produce goods, but you know you've got a captive market.
Yeah. Mm.
So what's the incentive for you to innovate, get cheaper, get better? Very little incentive. So we're reducing the incentive to get more efficient, and we cut ourselves off from the innovation and technology and all sorts of things globally.
Yeah.
So we're saying the evidence that the department is putting up is not persuasive.
Yes.
We don't have an over propensity to import, which is one of their arguments, and we use World Bank research in our document that says actually that's just not true. We're about average in terms of both in terms of rich countries and developing countries. We don't have an over propensity to import. And
right.
If you want to export, which should be part of our growth strategy,
yes,
you're going to have to import all sorts of things as well.
Sure. Okay. Oh, so much information there, and all of it's so necessary, but definitely it's painted a better picture for us all. Thank you so much there for Center for Development and Enterprise Executive Director Anne Bernstein chatting to us there about around a new research report from the CDE that was released earlier this week that talks around that SA strategy for localization is misguided, and they're just sharing some of the issues that did come from that and the possible viable solutions for that indeed. I really thought it was the solution. I thought it was as easy as just clicking your fingers, but clearly not. So much goes into it. I mean, we all talk about localization, and it being important, but here it is, further stumbling blocks.
Yep.
Oh, headaches for days. I think I'm definitely going to spend some more time having a more in-depth look at this actual report and learning some more things from there as well. Thank you so much, Anne. It is 15:30. Let's check in now on what's happening in the world there of some news and sports with Lindy and Angie Kumar.